Here today for Food Drive Fridays with Celebrate Church in Knoxville Care Pastor Judd Nelson to visit a little bit about the Celebrate Church food pantry and what they do for the community of Knoxville. Thanks for visiting with me today. Start off, you maybe just want to give a little bit of a background of the Celebrate Church food pantry, how you guys got started and kind of what you do.
Yeah, so we've been doing a food pantry for a little over a decade now. Obviously, it has grown tremendously over the last few years. It exploded in 2020 during the COVID pandemic and hasn't really slowed down since. So we've had several different locations that we've had to move to throughout Knoxville, but we're now back at Celebrate Church. And so 2014, we were helping around 16 households a month, and we are currently serving over 350 households a month. So it has grown substantially in the last decade.
Yeah, and you know, what days of the week are you guys open? I think it's, you said Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, we are currently open. We're distributing food the second and the fourth Wednesday of every month. And we start at noon and close at 3.
So if somebody wants to come in and they're in need of donations and they're in need of food, they can just stop right into the church there?
Yep, just come in the east entrance of Celebrate Church between noon and 3 and just get some simple information from you, and then we'll help you through the food line.
And you want to just talk about, too, where are your donations from, or different organizations, or is it mostly just from community members donating food?
We buy all of our food through the Food Bank of Iowa. We do get some donations from the congregation or people within the community, but the vast majority of our food comes from the Food Bank of Iowa.
So, you know, how important is it to have something like this in the community of Knoxville? I know there's other food shelves and there's other different initiatives and things like that, but to kind of just welcome people in and say, hey, you know, hunger is a real deal here in town, and to be able to help fight that.
Yeah. There are a couple other food pantries in Knoxville that do a tremendous job, but yeah, there is a huge need between just poverty or just simple food insecurity, trying to get ends meet. There's still a lot of ramifications from COVID that people are dealing with. Obviously, inflation is affecting everybody. The new student loan thing, where people have to start paying those back, that has started to impact some younger families. So there is a whole gamut of reasons why people are just having trouble making ends meet. And so that's one of the things we're trying to do, is we're not necessarily trying to feed families. We're just trying to help subsidize what they already have to make their ends meet.
What's your encouragement to maybe people that do want to help partner with you guys and donate, and maybe they have the resources to be able to donate a lot of food, to be able to step up and do something like that?
Yeah, we're always happy to take donations, whether that be just monetary, or we can take canned foods. We try to get simple, healthy things. Peanut butter is always a good thing. You know, canned fruit, canned vegetables, those kind of things that have a shelf life to them. And we're always looking for more volunteers. We have a tremendous group of faithful volunteers that show up that actually make this thing happen. But it's turned into a small family. So if you're willing to spend some time on a Wednesday afternoon helping the community, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, as I continue to visit here with Judd Nelson, pastor at Celebrate Church, that was another thing I was going to ask about is volunteers. If somebody, is there mm-hmm. volunteer options available for somebody that wants to help with this on Wednesdays?
Yeah, so like I said, we're open the second and fourth Wednesday to distribute food. We usually get food in every week from the food pantry. So we have volunteers that'll go to Ottumwa to pick the food up and bring it back. We have volunteers that'll come help unload that truck, put things away, and then obviously on distribution days to help people get through the lines and assist people.
Yeah, I know sometimes like food shelves and food pantries and different drives like this get highlighted more around the holiday time.
Sure.
We certainly do it here at the radio station. Yep. But how important is it to put a focus on this year round?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it makes sense around the holidays. Everybody's in a little more of a giving spirit, but this is a tremendous need throughout the year in Knoxville and in the surrounding areas. As far as Celebrate Church goes, this is what we feel like Scripture calls us to do, to help those less fortunate. So this has been a ministry that we've dove into, and like I said, over the last 10 years it's really grown, and we're passionate about it. So we're obviously always looking for more donations and more volunteers.
Any final thoughts before we close about the Celebrate Church food pantry, and just any final things you want to highlight?
Well, yeah, I want to thank you guys for just bringing attention to this so the community knows not only how they can support, but also for those who need the help, where they can find that. And I'd just like to thank all of our volunteers that we currently have. They put a lot of time and energy into making this food pantry happen, and it wouldn't happen without them.
That was Pastor Judd Nelson at Celebrate Church in Knoxville talking about the Celebrate Church Food Pantry for Food Drive Fridays on KNIA, KRLS Radio. I'm Clayton Sampson.